Wild rice, or manomin, is a staple food among Ojibwe tribes. It lies at the center of their history on the shores of Lake Superior. For generations, tribal members have harvested this food that grows on the water. As WPR's Daniel Kading tells us, members of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa recently made the trek to Pequawong Lake in northern Wisconsin to pass on the tradition to tribal youth.
Bad River tribal elder Star Ames is shaving a piece of cedar wood to make knocking sticks that are used to harvest wild rice. As a kid, Ames would go out with her brother in black-bottom ricing boats to gather rice for processing. They would lay it out to dry and parch it in a cast-iron cauldron over a wood fire. Then they would dance the rice, using their feet to loosen the hulls. Now, around 20 youth from Bad River are harvesting wild rice on this off-reservation lake.
Most of the kids, I think, nowadays have had a chance to participate in the processing of the rice. This is the first time that they've been out on the water getting it themselves.
Bad River tribal members and guides are giving kids a tutorial before they head out on the water. 17-year-old Creighton Wolf is one of a few here who have been ricing before. She's chairwoman of the Bad River Youth Council.
When you go out in the boat, you're going to have two knockers, and you're going to bring, it's like you bring the rice down with one, and then with the other knocker, you're going to kind of scrape it down into your boat.
She first learned how to harvest wild rice with her mom and grandpa in the Bad River Kakagan Sloughs when she was 10 years old.
At first, I was all scared of the bugs, but it was fun after a while because they taught me how to do it right, and seeing them doing it and like having it pass on to generation so I can pass it on to my kids, that'll be a cool thing.
Here we go. We're launching.
Older kids who have gone ricing before pair up with those who are doing it for the first time. They paddle into wild rice beds, pulling plants toward them and knocking wild rice into their canoes. Bad River tribal member Faye Madej says it's important to connect tribal youth to this part of their history.
Anishinaabe at one time lived on like the east coast of the United States, and we are told to follow the mega shell to the place where the food grows on the water, and it was Manilin Island. And for me, having kids out on the water is like, in a traditional aspect, like they're part of that story. They're part of harvesting that food that grows on the water.
The tradition has been passed down from generation to generation, despite decades of pressure to adopt mainstream American culture. 17-year-old Lauren Nellis says he harvests wild rice for his family and his grandmother, who can no longer do it on her own.
I think it's important to gather rice for, like, we have these ceremonial feasts, sobriety feasts, sometimes for our funerals and just a social gathering.
He learned how to gather rice in the 7th grade through Ojibwe school, but he fears the tradition is at risk of being lost among younger generations.
With all these kids addicted to something, and they want to do something else other than learn about what to do with their rice, what to do with their culture, what to do with the tribe.
He says some are addicted to nicotine, some are glued to their smartphones or video games. Wolf says others party and do drugs. Lori Lemieux is the Indigenous Arts and Sciences Coordinator with the Bad River Education Department. She says tying youth to their culture is also a form of intervention and prevention for the tribe.
Our community is suffering from different epidemics, just like the rest of America. And this is our goal, this is our tactic and strategy, is to go back to pick up those bundles that were maybe left along the way.
Lemieux says sharing their knowledge with tribal youth ensures they'll be able to carry it forward to the next 7 generations.
WPR's Daniel Kading brought us that story. She's a reporter based in Superior. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Maureen McCollum.